Hello and welcome back to the Common Colt Podcast, a Colts podcast with real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens, joined by Dan Hertzler. What's up, Dan?
Hey, not too much. Hey, we again, as Colts Nation, are thankful for Jim Irsay. If it wasn't for Jim Irsay, like, what would we have to talk about, really, other than just the games being played? But here he is, goes on the Pat McAfee show, drops some lines here, some quotable, headlines about Anthony Richardson. Some people are jumping on this as a really, really positive quote, but I'm not quite so sure. Josh, you know, what's your first thought? What's your first reaction to this quote?
Yeah, I'm going to flash the tweet on the screen by Kevin Bowen, who quotes Jim Irsay directly. And just to read it off, Irsay says this: "For Anthony, we know it's going to be tough, but he has to play to get better. There's no question. Gardner could come out and play better early on, but that's just him being a veteran. But we have to get Anthony on the field. But that's Shane's call. It's when he decides." Look, I give one word reactions, and we give one word reactions on the Common Colt Podcast. And my one word is expected. I don't expect anything less of Jim Irsay. The guy knows how to create waves. And honestly, Jim Irsay is used to having rookie quarterbacks play and not sit on the bench. And I know I'm going to say Peyton Manning, but I'm not comparing Richardson to the player or to the prospect that Peyton Manning was. But when you think of a rookie quarterback coming into a bad football team and just playing and taking the lumps as a rookie, it just does not surprise me. I totally get Irsay's philosophy because he's lived it and he's experienced it now with Luck and Manning as quarterbacks. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say this is a late comment. Okay, this to me, I'm gonna take the approach that this was not really a good comment. I know a lot of people out there are saying, "Hey, this is great. He's gonna play early and great. They need to know he's gonna play." You knew that as soon as you drafted him at 1-4. I mean, this is the NFL. Like, unless you have this really, really established vet in front of him, you're drafting a guy at 1-4. He's gonna play, and he's gonna play early. So that's a comment you make right after the draft. What makes me a little worried about this is that we've had rookie mini camps. We had the mini camps. We've seen that they've seen him throw. They've seen him do some things. And for Irsay not to be even a little bit more excitable in this, even a little bit more, "Hey, you know what? Anthony Richardson's the guy. We got the man. We're excited for him. Yeah, we know he might not start right away because all these things. But man, I wanted to see a lot more, positivity and energy from this quote. Again, am I going to think this is going to be the nail? No, we're not being overreacting. We're just saying that again, on the roller coaster of what this ride is. To me, this is a dip down because I was hoping to see a little bit more from Irsay.
Listen, for me as a Colts fan, I love Irsay being a little more tempered because here's the truth. Do you remember last offseason, right around June, what did Jim Irsay say about Matt Ryan? "This guy is a Navy SEAL. He could work for NASA. Yeah. He could put a man on the moon and he could go to Mars and create humanity on Mars." I mean, he didn't say all that, but it was pretty much that. And so for Irsay to come out and say, "Hey, look, he's probably going to, first of all, the way I read this comment is, Irsay's not saying he's going to start week one. He might, but he didn't say that. But this is not, 2023 is not going to be a red shirt year for Anthony Richardson. This guy's going to play serious snaps. I don't know when it's going to be. I'm going to guess he's going to be started within the first 4 weeks. And I'm going to guess, even if he's not starting, he's going to have red zone package. He's going to have short yardage package. Yeah. This guy is going to be getting snaps when he's not starting to get acclimated to the game speed. That's my guess if he's not starting week one. But he's acknowledging the obvious. Look, Peyton Manning was the best prospect in NFL history almost. This guy is more prepared than anybody, and the Colts were garbage. Peyton Manning set the rookie record for most interceptions in a season. So Anthony Richardson, who has not had the college experience, is not half the prospect that Peyton Manning was, is going to take his bumps. But guess what? That's part of the process of becoming great, is learning to fail and then getting better. So I take Irsay.
Let me just ask you this question, though. First of all, I'm going to go back to what you said. He's playing week one some way, somehow. Okay, yeah. let's just say he's going to be there week one. So if you go back, and I think you make the great point about Matt Ryan last year, do you think Irsay has wised up, or do you think Irsay is sitting there thinking, "Man, this guy's a lot more raw than we realized. I better be careful." Like try to get into the mind of Irsay. Is he getting smarter with his comments, or because of what he said with Matt Ryan and now what he's saying about Anthony Richardson, does that again make you more alarmed?
I'm not too alarmed, just because I don't even know if Jim Irsay thinks about what he says before he says it almost. So I mean, the truth is, I think Richardson, I think as fans, and we try to be, you and I talk about this a million times, but we try to be the show that yeah, we're fans, we're gonna give the Colts attention, but we're not gonna get really high. Like I know there was a clip of Richardson throwing a 15-yard route or ball into like a machine and everyone flipped out over it. Like we're not gonna get too crazy. We're not gonna get too crazy about it. And I think Richardson is more raw than what a lot of fans were thinking or hoping. And I think Ursay sees that and he knows that it's gonna be a painful season. But I just don't put a whole lot of stock in Ursay's comments other than I know that Ursay's used to rookie quarterbacks playing in Indianapolis, and he says it's kind of Shane's decision, but also in the back, he's also letting Shane know, like, hey, look, Peyton Manning started and Andrew Luck started, and their careers went okay, other than the end of Andrew Luck's career. But listen, I think he's going to start pretty soon, and I think he's going to play a lot of meaningful snaps in 23.
And I've been on record here too. I'm a lot more putting a lot more pressure on Shane Steichen than I am Anthony Richardson. We kind of know who he is, and he is going to be raw. I do think these comments are again, they are telling a little bit. Again, it's the ship's not sinking. You know, we shouldn't get off. You know, the rocket that's falling down, all that kind of nonsense. But I do think the fact that Ursay is pulling it back a little bit, either he learned from last year or he knows, hey, this is actually going to be a long process with Anthony Richardson. So, Colts Nations, you better get ready for that. He's going to have a lot of highs, but he's going to have a lot of lows, and it's going to be a rookie or a bumpy rookie season. And I think these comments are to me right now, again, just kind of reading the tea leaves, trying to take this wild guess from this one comment. But I think this is telling us again, this is going to be a long, rocky road because Anthony Richardson is a raw prospect.
Yeah, and I just hope that fans don't see Anthony Richardson play right away and think he's going to be this conductor quarterback. I'm not saying we know stats wise he's not going to probably not going to be great, but I mean Peyton Manning and even Andrew Luck is a rookie. I mean this guy was a conductor, making checks, 3-step, 5-step, 7-step drops, 3-4 reads in a play. I think Richardson's going to be very, very simple, and I think that's the plan for Richardson, who is, as a raw quarterback coming in and making him gain that confidence, and people speak of breaking confidence. I think it's getting him involved, a lot of maybe two read plays and run, use them legs, man, and get that ball to Taylor and run and just check down. I think
It might only be one read and run, to be honest with you. It might be one read and run, and then we move on to the next play.
yeah, and that and people think, okay, well, that means he's just a running. No, what that's going to do is get him acclimated to the game, see how the defense plays, and then you add more to his plate. You don't throw it all at once. I think that's what we're going to see in Shane Steichen do, and that's why I think that Richardson's going to play earlier than later. Now, to Ursay's point, yeah, Gardner Minshew, he knows Shane Steichen's offense. He's been an NFL veteran. Could he theoretically be a better quarterback in the short term? Yeah, but what's that going to do for the Colts? We're not winning the Super Bowl this year, so what's that do for us? Nothing.
Well, and we got to look at past rookies that we've seen. Hey, we've seen some really good rookies come in the league. I mean, throw all the way back to Vince Young, he tore up the league. Baker Mayfield, these guys look great their rookie year, and then turn into nothing. Then you look at guys like look at Trevor Lawrence in our own division. He was bad his rookie year, and then really took big steps his second year. Jalen Hurts, who worked with Shane Steichen, was really bad the first 4 or 5 games. And people were wondering, is he really they're going to be the quarterback? And then he started progressing, started getting better. So, again, this is going to be a long process. And I think these comments lean towards that more than I'm getting excited that he's going to play or they know he's got to play. We knew he was going to play when he was 1-4. Like, come on. There's no way Gardner Minshew was brought in here to lead the
17
Colts for the
games.
entire season. He's not. He's only here for to know the offense and to help mentor Anthony Richardson. But so we'll see. It's going to be interesting, and we're getting closer. Hey, I think we're only 9 Sundays away to the start of the NFL season. So we're getting through these dog days. We're just a few weeks away from training camp kicking off. This is going to we'll start getting into this.
I'm excited, man. And guys, if you're interested in joining us for that ride, make sure to subscribe to our channel. We got obviously some more off-season content coming. Season will be here before you know it, so be sure to be subscribed to get some overreactions from us on game day. So, guys, thanks again for watching the Comical Podcast. I hope you guys have a great day.